AM 560, The Answer. From the local youth hockey rink to the ultimate stage of professional ice hockey arenas, you are on the air with In the Crease and your host, Kenny McCutton, professional ice hockey skating and skills coach, bringing you into the arena and into the world of ice hockey. Brought to you by Coco 5, hydration and performance powered by all-natural coconut water and Garden Fresh Market, the world's best produce delivered fresh to their stores 7 days a week. And now, In the Crease. With your host, Kenny McCutton.
You are on the air and in the crease with your host, Kenny McCutton, skating and skills coach for the Chicago Wolves Hockey Club. My guest for tonight's program is Gary Unger, who is well known for his playing flash during his 16 years in the National Hockey League. Welcome, Gary.
Hi, Kenny. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for being part of this interview through a mutual friend of Dave Feimster.
Yeah, Dave's a great friend of mine. I've known him for a long, long time, and I told him before, any friend of his is a friend of mine, so I guess you and I are good friends now, too.
I like to hear that. Gary, you played 1,105 NHL games, and you started your career in Toronto. Tell me about your earlier days as a Leaf.
Well, I grew up in Alberta. I was born in Edmonton. And I grew up in Alberta, and I played Junior A out there before the Western Junior Hockey League came in. So the major junior hockey leagues that were playing in the guys that were going to the NHL from junior were from the OHA or mm-hmm. from the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. So everything seemed to be happening out east. So when I was about 16, a guy came to me, and apparently back then it was before the draft. And back then, the NHL teams, the six NHL teams, must have sat down at a table sometime and said, okay, you own Quebec. So that's why all the Montreal Canadiens were French for a long period of time. I happened to be living in Calgary. I'd moved from Edmonton to Calgary. My dad was in the Army, and we moved to Calgary. And because I lived in Calgary, I belonged to Toronto automatically. So a scout named Bob Davidson came to my dad and said, would Gary like to go out and try out for the Toronto Marlboros out east? I had won the scoring championship in Alberta that year.
Okay.
And I really didn't know how good I was compared to the rest of the world.
Okay.
I knew I was okay in my little town of Calgary and in Western Canada. So I wanted to find out what was going on. So I hopped on a plane in September. This was my first time away from home,
mm-hmm.
and went to the Toronto Marlboros training camp. A fella there that's still involved in hockey and still at a high level in the NHL, Jim Gregory.
Yes, oh sure.
Jim was the general manager and organizer. And when I went to camp, there was a pile of guys. I can't tell you how many, but there was a lot of guys. And I'm thinking, wow.
Yep.
You know, there's no room for a guy from the West. Anyhow, a little short, fat guy used to come every day. I went to practice, and I was competing. I'm thinking, okay, I can skate with these guys. I'm okay. And this little guy would come to me, and he'd say, do you want to play in London? And I said, no, listen, I came to play and make the Toronto Marlboros. I said, this is the top team in Canada, one of the top teams in junior, and I want to see if I can make this team.
Mm-hmm.
So every day he would come and say, would you like to go to London? So finally, on the fourth day, the little guy's name was Turk Broda.
Oh, sure, a goaltender.
He's an old goaltender. And because they had so many players in the Toronto organization, they were starting London and they were sending players to London that year. So as it turned out, most of the guys were signed for the Marlboros from the year before. They had a pretty good team.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim Gregory came to me and said, you know, we'd like you to stay in the organization and go to London.
Okay.
So I ended up going to London, and it was a Toronto Maple Leaf farm club. On the team was Punch Imlach's son.
Okay.
So
and he was coaching during that time.
He was coaching the Leafs.
Yep.
At that time. So he came down to the junior, watched me play in junior, and actually I played a game that year in November. I didn't get on the ice too much, but it was against the Montreal Canadiens. I had my first face-off against Jean Béliveau.
Wow.
And I played my first game, and then I went back to junior.
Okay.
Had a pretty good year in junior. things were going well. And after the season, the Leafs came to me and said, you know, would you like to sign a contract? I had no clue what guys made or what the signing bonus or anything.
Maybe that was best.
I was just happy to be playing hockey.
Gary, with Punchim Luck coaching that team, King Clancy was the general manager. Is that correct?
That's right. And Terry Clancy, his son, was playing for Rochester.
Okay.
So at the end, I guess I missed a little bit. At the end of the season, end of my junior season, the Leafs came to me and they said, the Rochester Americans are in the playoffs. We want you to go down and spend the playoffs with Rochester. Don Cherry was the captain of the team. Al Arbor was there.
Wow.
Playing.
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple of other, Les Duff, who was Dickie Duff's brother.
Sure.
And so it was quite interesting for me because I'm, again, a young kid and down watching these guys play in the American League. Played a few shifts here and there. Joe Crozier was the coach.
Okay.
And had a great time. We went all the way to the finals.
Yep.
Against the Pittsburgh, I'm not sure what the Pittsburgh.
Maybe the Hornets at that time.
Was it? Okay.
I think so.
Yeah, and we went all the way to the finals and got a free trip to the Bahamas.
Amazing.
So we went, when I came back from that, that's when the Leafs came to me and said, would you like to sign a contract? So I didn't know where to turn. So I knew Al Eagleson lived in Toronto. So I called Al just out of the blue, and I said, listen, I'm a kid that's played here. He said, oh, I know who you are. He said, why don't you come down and have a burger with me? We're having a barbecue in Toronto. I was still in London at the time. And we'll talk. So I went down and talked to him, and he said, well, this is kind of what the young guys are getting at that, you know, give you an idea of what it is. And so I walked in and said, you know, this is what I'd like. And they said, okay, we're signing you to a two-year contract. I had a $2,000 to sign, and then my contract was $6,000 to play in the minor leagues, and I think $10,000 to play in the NHL.
So when you walk into that,
I won the lottery.
Oh, sure. So when you walk into that NHL locker room of the Leafs, you're walking into a room with Johnny Bauer, Tim Horton, Davey Keon, Frank Mahovlich, led by George Armstrong. How were you accepted?
Not very good.
Why is that?
Because I was a young kid coming in. I mean, they weren't mean to me, but I was just kind of on my own. And it was kind of like back then when a young guy was coming in, all these guys were buddies and they'd been playing for years and years. And they just kind of did their own thing. And I went to practice and I stayed at the hotel just down the street from the gardens. And it was kind of quiet for me, but I didn't care. All I was doing was playing hockey.
Yeah. They didn't want you taking their job.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the bottom line. Especially
good guys.
Oh yeah, especially during, you know, just the original 6 days.
Yeah, yeah. But who was this kid?
Oh yeah.
So anyhow, I ended up going there and sitting on the bench quite a bit. And I used to, after, you know, you're pretty excited. And I tell this to some of the young guys that are playing nowadays that are in a hurry. It wasn't really a thrill for me to sit on the bench for the Toronto Maple Leafs. I basically had a season ticket. I would serve a penalty and have a shift here and there. I'd go to the press box. I'd be back and forth. So I kept going to Punchim Luck, and I said, listen, I know someday I'm going to play in the NHL, but right now I need to develop some more, and I'd rather play in Tulsa or Rochester. That was the two farm clubs. The Central Hockey League was Tulsa and Rochester. So he said, oh, yeah, yeah. And every time that would happen, somebody would get hurt. So I'd go back to practice and end up sitting on the bench, and away we go. So as it turned out, we get now into November, and I'm still practicing every day and going to the rink and wanting to play games. I wanted to get into some games. Well, a couple of guys got hurt. Davey Keon got hurt. I think it might have been George Armstrong that got hurt. I'm
okay.
A center iceman, so I'm looking around, and I'm thinking, geez, there may be some room for me here. So anyhow, the media came to me, and actually we were getting ready to play Chicago on a Saturday night. And that week, these guys were hurt or something happened, and they weren't in the lineup. And the media came to me, and they said, well, it looks like you're going to play. There's no other centerman left. So I got all excited, and the game actually on Saturday night was Hockey Night in Canada, which was a big deal.
Oh, sure.
Back home, I called my dad, and I said, listen, the coach hasn't said anything yet, but it looks like there's not too many centermen around, so I may be playing tonight against Chicago.
Yeah, that's great.
So anyhow, we go down to the rink, and I get to the rink. I'm pretty excited. Back then, if your jersey was hanging up in the dressing room, you were playing, and if it wasn't, you got out of there and you went to the press box. Well, when I came down, my jersey was hanging there, but there was also three new bags in the dressing room. They'd brought up three new guys from Rochester.
Okay, okay.
So I thought, well, I don't know whether I'm going to get in or not, but here I go. So it was one of those games where guys were going down.
Yep.
And I'm on the bench, and one guy goes down. You're not sitting on the bench hoping somebody's going to get hurt.
Hey, Gary, can you hold that thought for a second?
Sure.
We're going to be right back with Gary Unger. This is your host, Kenny McCudden, within the crease.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
Lozano with your look at traffic. On the north side, emergency crews remain on scene of an earlier rollover crash in the 700 block of West Belmont. Otherwise, the Edens is doing fine right now with 19 minutes from right click to the junction. No problems on the Kennedy. It's wide open from O'Hare to downtown. The Eisenhower inbound is 29 minutes from Thorndale to the old post office and heading outbound 16 minutes from Mannheim. Stevenson inbound 34 from I-355 heading out 24 minutes from Lakeshore Drive. The Dan Ryan is doing well with 15 minutes from 95th to downtown, and the Bishop Ford is 15 from the Dan Ryan to 8094, and I-57 is looking good with 15 from I-80 to the Ryan. The rest of the roadways are doing just fine. No other incidents or accidents to report. Your current Chicago forecast is cloudy with a low around 36 for your Monday morning, a Sunday high of 57, and Monday night a low around 43. Your next update is in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Republicans in Congress, listen up. Sean Hannity has some advice for you.
You cannot take victory for granted. If you want to get people's respect, if you like your job, then do what you say you're going to do and stand on the principles that the people that sent you to that institution want you to stand on. You do that, you'll be viewed a hero.
Sean Hannity, weekday afternoons at 2 on AM 560. The Answer.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. A deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
There it is again. Another day dragging yourself out of bed to join the rat race. You aren't where you thought you'd be in life right now, and the thought of working yet another day for somebody else is depressing. It's time you became your own boss with an Aladdin Doors franchise.
Hi, this is Mark Broly, and I'm an Aladdin Doors franchise owner. From the very moment I contacted them, they were extremely helpful and wanted nothing more than for me to succeed, and have since been giving me extensive training and support with my business. My first year has been so incredibly successful. My sales are literally double what my expectations were, and I've already been able to buy more territory and expand, all in my first year. I'm very proud of Aladdin Doors of Kane County and excited for the years to come. If you want to be your own boss, I'd recommend Aladdin Doors. For information, go to BeMyOwnBossNow.com.
Call 888-325-2334 or visit BeMyOwnBossNow.com. That's BeMyOwnBossNow.com.
AM 560, The Answer.
We are back, and you are in the crease with your host, Kenny McCudden. This part of our program is brought to you by Coco 5 All-Natural Coconut Water. Developed by a team of professional NHL sports medicine experts, Coco 5 is your healthy hydration drink alternative. We are with Gary Unger tonight. And Gary, you were talking about those bags in the locker room when we last left you.
Yeah, they got three new guys up, so I'm still sitting on the end of the bench. But in the first period, guys started to go down. So I slide down, and one guy got hurt, another guy got hurt, and with about 10 minutes left to go in the first period, one of the guys lost their contact lens. So they went to commercial. We went out on the ice and looked for it. I found it, and I kept it. He didn't play, and I got in the lineup. And I got a goal and an assist, and I was second star. Mike Walton, I think I played on a line with Mike Walton. We tied Chicago 2-2.
Shaky.
And I was in the lineup. So now I was excited. I didn't want to get sent down. We went to Boston the next night, played in Boston, and again I played. There was a big brawl in Boston, a bench-clearing brawl. I wasn't too excited about jumping over the boards, but I saw a guy on the ice that I knew from junior. Derek Sanderson and I had a little bit of a tiff when he was playing in the playoffs for Niagara Falls.
Okay.
And I'd whacked him pretty good. So I knew he didn't want to fight me. So I went over and grabbed Derek, and we sat and talked while these other guys pounded each other. So that was my second game. So now I was all excited. I was all excited about being in the NHL. I come back Monday morning, and they sent me to Tulsa. So now I'm going down to Tulsa. I go down there for December. I'm playing in Houston. And I shoot the puck into the corner, go chase it. Brian Watson.
Oh, sure, Bugsy.
Bugsy was playing. And he was the guy going in the corner with me. I went cut really hard into the corner. The ice gave away, and I hit the cement, fell into the boards, and separated my shoulder. So now I was hurt again. So while I was in Tulsa, Joe Crozier called and said, we want Gary in Rochester. The guy Johnny McClellan, I think, was the coach in Tulsa. He said, no, Gary's hurt. And he said, well, you're just saying that to keep him down there. So we want him there. So I had to go to Tulsa, I had to go to Rochester and play a game with a separated shoulder because Joe didn't believe that I was hurt. I was awful, so obviously I'm out of the lineup the next game. They went on to win 11 games straight. What happens when they win games? They don't change the lineup.
That's right.
So now I'm sitting in the bench for the Rochester Americans. So it got to February, and all of a sudden Toronto called, and they said, listen, your knee's bad, and you're hurt, and, all these things are going on. We're sending you back to Toronto, and we're going to check you out and get you ready for next season. You're not going to play anymore. So
okay.
I said, okay. So I go back. I see the doctor. He checks everything out. He says, oh, you're fine. So now I'm back practicing with the Leafs and sitting on the bench. Now we're coming to the trading deadline, which is March, March 5th, somewhere around there. I come down to practice, and there's a huge, big amount of press, and everybody's around. I didn't know what was going on, so we practiced. And after practice, I walked in, and Punch Hamlick said, you just got traded to Detroit. With Frank Mihaljevic, Pete Stemkowski, and
Carl Brewer.
Carl Brewer, the rights to Carl Brewer. Yeah, for Paul Henderson, Floyd Smith, and
Ron
and
Ellis.
Normie Ullman.
And Ron Ellis, right? Was Ron Ellis part of that?
No, Ron Ellis wasn't part of that.
Oh, okay.
Paul Henderson was.
Okay. And
yeah.
Two obviously became two beloved Leafs for a long career.
Absolutely, yeah. Great guys. I got to know them later. I actually played with Paul in Atlanta later on down in my career. But anyhow... now I'm 2 years later, 2 years earlier than that, I'm in Calgary and Gordie Howe is signing autographs at the, at Eaton's. And I stand in line for about 3 hours to get Gordie's autograph. And when I finally got up to the front of the line, I was afraid to ask him for his autograph and I left. So now I get traded to the Detroit Red Wings. Now I don't know whether they're going to send me to Fort Worth or what the deal is.
Mm-hmm.
So I go down, I meet the team in New York. Baz Bastien was the general manager of the team at that time.
Okay.
So I fly down with Frank and Peter. Carl wasn't part of that. He came later. So we met the team in New York, and Baz met us at the thing, and he said, Frank, how you doing? Pete, how you doing? And he came to me, and he said, Norm, how are you? And I thought, boy, this is going to be a great trade. This guy doesn't even know who I am. So anyhow, I'm thinking, I don't know how much I'm going to play. I'm used to the Toronto deal. We're sitting on the bench and not playing. But it happened to be that Detroit was mathematically out of the playoffs.
Okay.
That might have been the break that I needed because they didn't have anything to lose by playing a young kid. So I go down to the dressing room in Madison Square Gardens, and my line is up on the board. I'm playing center with Frank Mihaljevic and Gordie Howe.
Wow.
That was my first line.
So the dream came true.
Yeah. So I'm on the ice. I'm there listening to the national anthem, and I'm looking around at all these guys. I'm thinking, what happened?
Oh, yeah. That's a blur.
Away we go. And I ended up playing regular for the last, my statistics aren't great. I did play without a helmet, so you got to give me a little bit of a break. You probably got all this stuff written down, so you got to tell me when I'm wrong.
No, I know an awful lot of it.
I'm just going off the top of my head. I ended up playing with Gordie and Frank for the end of the season. Got 5 goals and 10 assists or something, and when I came to camp the next year with the Red Wings, number 7 was hanging up in my stall, and I never missed another shift.
And then you've got that locker room of Del Vecchio and Roger Crozier, and did Carl Brewer make a comeback at that point with Detroit?
Carl came back to Detroit. Bill Gadsby was coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Some great guys. Yeah, Alex was a great guy. It was a totally different dressing room than Toronto. And it wasn't because of the players. It was more so because of the way Punch Imlach ran his deal.
Okay.
So Gordie and Alex kind of ran the dressing room, and it was really laid back, and that's the kind of guy I was. I played hard on the ice, but when I wasn't playing, I wanted to just relax and not hear somebody yelling and screaming all the time, and that's the way the Detroit dressing room was. So they accepted me right away, and away I went.
What was it like playing with even a guy like Carl Brewer, who was a controversial player? What was that like?
Carl was an unbelievable hockey player, and at times people were even saying that he was just as good as Bobby Orr. He was an amazing defenseman. He was a little bit controversial. I got to know Carl really well because he actually got traded when I got traded from Detroit. He got traded to St. Louis with me, and I ended up living with Carl for a couple of years. But I didn't pay much attention to the controversy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't read the paper. I took guys the way they were. The only controversy that I knew that went on at that particular time. And again, I'm thinking back as a young kid, and I'm hearing stuff within the dressing room. But Gordie wasn't asking for a whole pile of money. He just wanted to make sure that he was the highest paid guy on the Detroit Red Wings.
Deserving so.
And I think when they went ahead and made these little side deals, and that the other guy that came in was another great, great individual, and the guy that really helped my career was Bobby Bond.
Sure.
They had both come in, and they were negotiators. They had been around the league, and they knew what was going on. And somehow, I think they negotiated a contract that was bigger than Gordie's. And that was more controversy than anything. And I think to this day, and I could be wrong, but I think to this day, Gordie wasn't too happy about that.
Oh, I'm sure. He thought he was making the most at one point, and it was hush-hush behind his back.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of more on a management side of it. But anyhow, Detroit was great for me. I was young and single and playing in Detroit. I lived with Pete Stemkowski. Him and I are the only two single guys. And kind of my whole new world opened up to me in Detroit. I love Detroit. I wasn't happy about getting traded from Detroit. I don't know if you're ready to cut the commercial, but I got a whole other story here about the guy named Ned Harkness.
Okay. We will go to a break here in a little bit, and I do want to talk about you moving on to St. Louis, and we'll go back and forth here a little bit. But after these messages, Gary, I want to talk about the big career and the big trade with Red Berenson moving on to the St. Louis Blues.
Okay, that sounds good.
So we will be back in the crease with Gary Unger in a few minutes.
The 2016 campaign has begun.
I am announcing that I'm running for president of the United States.
And as the Republican candidates line up to announce their intentions,
I'm my own man, and my views are shaped by my own thinking and my own experiences.
Keep listening to AM 560 for the latest news and insight from the campaign trail.
But when the intelligence director lies to Congress, how are we to trust them?
We show that we can fight and win for the hardworking taxpayer.
Only on AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Steve Rappaport. Pressure mounting for world powers and Iran to reach a preliminary deal where Tehran scales back nuclear activities in exchange for sanctions relief.
The administration says it will seek international approval before any deal is inked. Here's White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
Once a deal has been reached, if one is reached by the end of this month, then we'll present it to the world.
Senior administration officials say the talks have reached a very focused stage on critical issues.
Fox's Doug McKelway. Australia is the latest nation requiring two crew members in the cockpit at all times after last week's plane crash in the French Alps.
It's emerged the plane's captain screamed, "Open the damn door," as he tried to smash his way back into the locked cockpit, according to Germany's Bild newspaper. Police who have searched co-pilot Andreas Lubitz's city apartment are still trying to determine his motive.
Sky News correspondent Jonathan Samuels in Dusseldorf, Germany. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm PG Lozano with your look at traffic. The yield is doing well this morning with 19 minutes from Lake Hook to the junction. On the Kennedy, traffic is flowing freely from O'Hare to downtown and the Eisenhower inbound. It's 29 minutes from Thorndale to the old post office and heading up on it's 16 minutes from Manheim. Stevenson inbound, 34 from I-355, heading out 24 minutes from Lakeshore Drive. The Dan Ryan is wide open with 15 minutes from 95th to downtown, and the Bishop Ford is 15 minutes from the Dan Ryan to 8094. I-57 looking good with 15 from I-80 to the Ryan. And the rest of the tollways and the Indiana Toll Road are wide open. No problems on Lakeshore Drive. It's 15 minutes from Hollywood to Monroe and Jackson to 67. Your current Chicago forecast is partly cloudy with a low around 36 for your Monday morning, a sunny high of 57, and Monday night a low around 43. Your next update is in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection. Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at GardenFreshMarket.com.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. A deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
How are we supposed to balance the budget when our appliances keep breaking down? Last month, it was the furnace. Before that, the refrigerator. What's it going to be next month?
It's hard enough these days trying to keep a balanced household budget. It's even harder when a home appliance or system breaks down unexpectedly. The repair bill could set you back months. But with a home warranty from American Home Shield, you get to keep more of your money because they pay your covered repairs for you. Your heating, plumbing, oven, refrigerator, air conditioner, and more. For helpful free information, call American Home Shield at 1-800-700-1134. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade call. Some exclusions and limitations apply. The truth is, home appliances and systems do break down. So why not get a home warranty and let American Home Shield pay covered repair bills for you? For helpful free information, including terms, rates, and coverage, call 1-800-700-1134. 1-800-700-1134. 1-800-700-1134.
AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back to In the Crease Hockey Radio and your host, Kenny McCudden. My guest for tonight's program has been NHL star Gary Unger. And Gary, I want to move forward to St. Louis. There was a big trade to St. Louis, switching jersey numbers with a fan favorite, the Red Baron, Red Berenson.
Yeah, and actually Red got traded back to St. Louis a few years later. The owner came to me and said, we got a chance to get Red back, so I ended up playing with Red as well. But what happened in Detroit, I had a big year. I scored 42 goals. I think Phil Esposito had 43 that year.
That's right.
And they hired a new guy named Ned Harkness. He was the first college coach that came out of Cornell University.
Mm-hmm.
Very good coach, but he didn't understand the difference between college and pro. I was a young guy. One of the things that I wanted to do is I didn't want to quit living just to play in the NHL.
Sure.
I wanted to be the best player I could possibly be, and I played as hard as I could, and I wasn't a guy that partied and went out late and all that stuff. I've never drank. So I was a dedicated player,
mm-hmm.
but I was still a young guy. I like horses, and I like motorcycles. I like fast cars.
Sure.
I like all sorts of stuff.
And the longer hair.
Well, so I didn't have long hair the year I scored the 42 goals.
Okay.
And I went to Finland with Carl Brewer, and we did a hockey school in Finland. Carl had gone to Finland to play in between time, some at one time or another. So we went to Finland. At the end of the season, my girlfriend, who is now my wife, flew over, and we ended up spending a month in Greece before the season started. And all the guys I was hanging around with were all hippies. So now my hair was growing long, and training camp was starting. I'd never met this guy before. I'd never met Ned Harkness before.
Mm-hmm.
I had bought 11 acres of land out by the airport in Detroit with another guy, and we had some horses on there. I'm from Calgary, and I've always enjoyed horses. So we went out, and the day before training camp, a guy named Jerry Hart and myself, I said, Jerry, let's go out and ride some horses for the afternoon. Training camp starting tomorrow, and we'll go. So we go out, and there's a guy out there. There's a doctor out there that had bought a horse that nobody could ride. So obviously they come up and said, oh, can you ride my horse? I said, sure, I'll ride your horse. So I jump on this horse. It was kind of green broken a little bit, and I jumped on the thing in the corral and stayed on it and settled it down a little bit. And, you know, so I rode this horse. So we were going for a little bit of a trail ride, and the guy said, oh, come on, you got to take my horse. You've got him calmed down now, and he needs to be ridden, and the more he can be ridden, the better he's going to be. Anyhow, I take this thing out of the corral now, and we're going through the trees, and this thing's jumping and bucking and moving through the trees. And when we got to an open field, he yanked his head back, and I pulled the reins, and the reins broke.
Hmm.
And he took off 100 miles an hour across the field, and when we got to the other side, I'm thinking, I'm not going to jump off this thing at this speed. He's going to slow down when he hit the trees. Well,
okay.
When he hit the trees, he didn't slow down.
Hmm.
So when I got into the trees, I decided I'm hopping off, and when I jumped off, he turned one way, and I jumped the other way, and I hit a tree about halfway up.
Hmm.
If it had been my spine, I probably would have been finished playing, but it was on the side of my back, and it
okay.
was one of those injuries where there's nothing you could do. There was no operation. There was just nothing. But I was in a wheelchair. So training camp started back then. Mm. It was 6 weeks of training camp. I spent a month in a wheelchair and then was walking with a cane. And Sid Abel called me and he said, you know, there's 2 weeks left to go in training camp. You should probably go up and meet with the guys up in Port Huron. So I got in my car. Now I was moving a little bit better, still walking with a cane. Went up and met the guys and met Ned Harkness. So he said, well, we'll go for lunch. So we go for lunch, and my hair's long.
Yeah.
and he's drawing on the napkin. He never once asked me how my back was. He was more interested in the fact that my hair needed to be cut and it wasn't allowed to touch my ears.
Crazy.
So I'm thinking, this is nuts. And he was also on Peter. Peter had let his hair grow down. Pete Stemkowski had let his hair. Pete actually went and got his hair cut and came back with it in an envelope, showing him that he got his hair cut. So anyhow, that's how the season started. Now, I'm totally out of shape. I have no idea how I started the season. But 2 weeks later, I'm in the lineup. I scored the first goal that year. I was so far out of shape because, like I say, I was just,
sure,
you know, sitting around waiting for this thing to heal. I was standing in front of the net, and a shot from the point hit me in the rear end and went in the net. I scored the first goal of the season for the Detroit Red Wings, and I hadn't even gone to training camp.
Meant to be.
Anyhow, I was totally out of shape. And so now my numbers were way down. I was using the season. I never missed a shift. I played every game. I was getting myself back in the condition, but I wasn't scoring. And I wasn't able to do that. So, and during that time, the team was struggling, and Ned was really having a tough time. He told Alex Delvecchio he couldn't smoke cigars. He was, you know, really, the older guys were really not happy. And we started losing games. I was losing, or I wasn't scoring. And we came to a game in Toronto Maple Leaf Gardens, Hockey Night in Canada.
And Gary, we're going to go right back to that, okay?
Okay.
And we will be back in the crease with Gary Unger after these messages.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm DJ Lozano with your look at traffic. Nighttime road construction on the inbound side of the Dan Ryan has the two left lanes shut down from 75th to right before 67 until 12 o'clock, and then it's the three left until 7 a.m. Heading eastbound on the Jane Addams Tollway, the right lane is closed between Higgins and Roselle Road. Heading westbound, it's the left lane that's shut down with nighttime road work until 6 o'clock right at Gulf Road. Otherwise, the Eden is doing fine right now with 19 minutes from Lake Hook to the junction. The Kennedy's delay free from O'Hare to downtown. The Eisenhower inbound, 29 from Thorndale, heading outbound, 16 from Mannheim. The rest of the roadways are doing fine. No other incidents or accidents to report on the expressways or tollways. Your current Chicago forecast is partly cloudy with a low around 36 for your Monday morning. It's going to be a sunny high of 57 and Monday night a low around 43. Your next update is in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection. Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at gardenfreshmarket.com.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
No one ever imagines facing Alzheimer's or other forms of dementia and needing full-time care, but it happens. And deciding on the right residential care for mom or dad can be a monumental task. There is a memory care community that focuses on helping your parent or loved one with dementia light up and live life to the fullest, making them feel like family. Autumn Leaves memory care communities see past the diagnosis to the person you know, that your dad was a fantastic cook, or that your mom loved to dance. patients, a person who deserves so much more than being just an Alzheimer's patient. Whether it's through yoga and music therapy or simply by cooking them their favorite meal, Autumn Leaves strives to stimulate their minds and bodies to respect and nurture the person you care so much about. See for yourself the difference Autumn Leaves communities can mean for your family. Autumn Leaves, dedicated solely to the unique needs of memory care patients.
Autumn Leaves has 10 locations in the Chicagoland area offering day-stay respite and assisted living programs. Call 888-662-8886 or visit autumnleaves.com.
AM 560, The Answer.
Thank you for joining me in the crease. I am your host, Kenny McCudden, the 2014 USA Women's Olympic Team Skating and Skills Coach. This part of our show is brought to you by my dear friend, Adi Moore, at Garden Fresh Market. Choose from thousands of items that include your favorite name brands and the freshest hand-picked produce. Visit your local Garden Fresh Market and find out why Fresh is their middle name. We are with Gary Unger tonight, and Gary, we went to break there talking about Ned Harkness. Can you continue that?
Well, like I say, the team was struggling. I was struggling. The players weren't happy. Ned was trying to coach an NHL team like he did a college team. And we come to Hockey Night in Canada, Toronto Maple Leafs, Detroit Red Wings. After the first period, 6-0 for Toronto. After the second period, 9-0 for Toronto.
Wow.
After the game, 13-0 for Toronto. The guys had kind of packed it in.
Oh, sure.
I remember getting on the bus. There wasn't a word said. We drove to Buffalo. On the way to Buffalo, I'm exhausted. Gordy, Frank, and Alex didn't want to play in the third period. We were just going. So we didn't get to Buffalo till about 3 o'clock in the morning. I can't wait to get to bed. Again, my memory's a little bit, whether we played the next night or was it the night after, but, I'm getting off the bus and Dale Rolfe grabbed me by the back of the shirt. He said, put your bags in the lobby. We're going over to Sinatra's. So we all threw our bags in the lobby and we went over to Sinatra's. I told you before, I didn't drink. The guys are just sitting at the bar. I'm eating chicken wings and drinking Coke, and they're not even talking. They're just throwing back the beer. So now it's like 4:30 in the morning, and I'm dead tired, and I want to go back to the room. And finally, everybody said, okay, we're going back to Gordy's room. We're going to have a meeting. So we go back to Gordy's room. We get back to Gordy's room, and the guy says, We're not playing for if Ned Harkness is coaching against Buffalo, we're not playing, and we're going to sign a piece of paper saying all this that we're not playing. And I was a young guy again, and I'm thinking, I'm happy to be in the NHL and playing. I don't want to be starting a revolution here. But anyhow, and then Gordy said, well, hold it now. I need to call Bruce Norris. Bruce Norris has got to know about this. I've been here longer than you guys, and I got a lot more to lose than you guys. So Bruce McGregor called Al Eagleson and told him we weren't playing. And Al said, "Oh, we can't do that. I'm coming to Buffalo." So he's on his way to Buffalo. Gordy called Bruce Norris and said, "This is what's going on." And Bruce said, "Gordy, I'll take care of it." So anyhow, we signed this piece of paper. Saying that we weren't going to play for Ned anymore.
That's amazing.
We played that game, went back to Detroit. When we got back to Detroit, the headlines in the paper, we got back to the airport, was Ned Harkness fired as coach. Now he was general manager. And somehow he found out about this meeting that we had and that all the guys didn't want to play for him.
Okay.
So if you can look back on the system there, when Ned was coaching on that particular year, he started trading guys. He traded Stemmer. He traded Frank Mahovlich to Montreal, and he traded Stemmer to New York, and he's going through the whole thing. So it looked like he was trading all the guys that were on the list that didn't want to play for him. I was starting to get back into shape, but I was still way off my numbers as far as playing. But every town that we went into, there was a trade for me going there. And I didn't want to leave Detroit. I loved Detroit. It was a great town, and mm-hmm. I liked to be there. Anyhow, I can't remember what the actual date was, but it was like around Christmas time or just after Christmas time. All these, you know, you're nervous and you're worried about getting traded. Every day you come to the rink, you're worried about something going on. Finally, Lefty Wilson came to me and he said, Ned wants to see you in his office.
Famous trainer.
Here we go.
Yep.
I go into the office, sit down. Ned says, you know what? He says, Alex Delvecchio is going to be retiring before long. He says, you probably heard all these rumors about you getting traded and everything. He says, as long as I'm here and you're going to be my next captain. And I thought, wow, is that ever great? I said, I love Detroit. I said, this is going to be unbelievable for me. 2 weeks later, that's when I got traded to St. Louis. So,
yeah, tough time. I mean, but you didn't know what was in the future for you.
I didn't know. Yeah, but by that time, I'd now got myself back into shape from the training camp and all that stuff. And when I got traded to Detroit, Red came to the Red Wings. Or when I got traded to St. Louis, Scotty Bowman was in St. Louis, and Barkley Plager and Bob Plager and all those guys, Noel Picard, and they had a great team. It was a family-orientated team. I love St. Louis. It turned out to be okay. Ended up buying a big farm there and doing some things that I had planned to do when I was a kid, where I had my own horses and my own motorcycles and all that stuff, and ended up really liking Detroit or St. Louis.
Well, Gary, what I want to do in our last portion of this program is bounce around a little bit with some names to throw at you and talk a little bit about your career with goals and assists, because it was pretty darn good and pretty impressive, and talk about your All-Star games and wrap up that way. But you have been listening to Gary Unger, Standing in the Crease, with your host, Kenny McCudden. We will be back in a few minutes.
Every day, this sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. A deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
Every month, Heather Cook helps dozens of people file claims for life insurance bought through SelectQuote. The stories she tells are inspiring. Like this one about Joe, a 39-year-old research analyst. Joe was healthy, but with a wife and 2 sons, he realized he needed life insurance just in case. Joe called SelectQuote. His agent, Scott, shopped a number of highly rated term life companies, and though Joe's budget was tight, got him a $1 million policy he could afford. Last April, Joe died from heart failure. But thanks to his life insurance through SelectQuote, his family can keep the house and the boys can go to college. See how affordable SelectQuote can make just in case for you.
For a free quote, call 1-800-979-4336. 1-800-979-4336. 1-800-979-4336. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
AM 560, The Answer.
You are back within the crease, and I'm your host, Kenny McCudden. My guest has been Gary Unger. And Gary, it's been a great night as far as talking to you, and I want to touch upon your 914 consecutive games that you played between 1968 and 1979. And I heard, and I believe I read, that your sister was quite an inspiration.
Well, I have a sister that's 5 years younger than me that had polio. She grew up in a wheelchair. Her legs never really got any muscles in them. And it was really hard for me, even as a kid, where something would happen and you got a little bit of a sore ankle or you got a bruise somewhere, and in a week you're back normal again, and she could never, ever get out of her chair. So I really had a tough time feeling sorry for myself with injuries. I was blessed with a pretty high pain tolerance, but when I thought about injuries, her inspiration was amazing for me. Anyhow, that's what I ended up playing 914 games. This is for another time, but the game that I did miss, I got benched by Al McNeil back in St. Louis and went on to play, I think, another 100 and so games after that without missing a game as well. So it would have been well over 1,000 had I not got benched for that game. But I didn't miss any days of school. I like to keep my life normal. And little things that come along, sometimes it's easy to say, I'm staying in bed. And I knew that if I did that, I would be sick. So I always tried to do normal things, even though I didn't feel very well. And I was able to keep the streak alive. And fortunately, I never broke my leg or anything. So, but I do give my sister a lot of credit for that.
And throughout your, that's a great story. And it's great that you like talking about it. And we need to hear that. And you play with a lot of great players, from Gordie Howe to Wayne Gretzky. I'm going to name a couple of players. If we could just have a quick word on three guys that I just kind of wanted to hear about. One is Terry Sawchuk, Tim Horton, and Garnet Ace Bailey, who passed away in 9/11. Terry Sawchuk first.
Well, Terry Sawchuk was an unbelievable goalie. Quick little story. You know, you're sitting in the corner at practice, and the lines are going down doing stuff, and you're looking at the side of the net, and Terry Sawchuk's in the net, and he's playing the game, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to see if I can slide the puck into the net here from the side because I'm bored standing around.
Mm-hmm.
And so I shoot a puck, and it hits him in the foot. I didn't shoot it hard. I just shot it and tried to see if I could hit the net. And he chased me around the ice with his goalie stick, who's going to kill me. You know, they had their own little ritual.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't do anything to do that. Tim Horton was one of the strongest, nicest guys I've ever met. Nobody moved him in front of the net. He was like a tank. And Garnet Ace Bailey was a good friend of Glenn Sather. And Glenn had a hockey school in Banff in the summertime, and Ace used to come down there in the summertime, and I worked with him in the summertime, and he was one of the funniest guys I've ever met. And I ended up playing with Ace and Glenn Sather in St. Louis later on in his career. So they, all three of those guys, and that era of guys, Stan Mikita and Bobby Hull and you know, Tony Esposito and Phil Esposito and all that whole group. I was really fortunate to be able to even meet those guys.
Well, Gary, what made me want to do this show, and you made it possible along with Dave Feimster, was I know you're in the world of development, and we didn't touch upon it with your Banff Academy, and I wanted to know if you'd come back.
I'll come back anytime you want. Yeah,
well,
you just let me know. I know that there's a lot of stories out there, and I love telling them.
Well, I'd like to have you on in the very near future to talk about the Academy and you getting on the ice today and what your health is like with new hips and new knees and the whole bit. But I want to say thank you for being on this program. And I got a lot of memories as a boy up in the high lofts of the second balcony of Chicago Stadium and looking down at you, Gary. So thank you for being here.
Thanks very much. Chicago is a great town.
I want to thank my producer, Debbie Schreiner, for passing me the puck all night. I am Kenny McCudden, and I could be reached at icecompanyhockey.net. We will be back next Sunday at 11 p.m. Keep your head up. Good night.
Most grocery stores lack that special.